It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our special look at the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act concludes with a discussion of accessibility to the arts for individuals with disabilities. Earlier this year, the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, for the second year in a row, received an NEA Arts Works Grant. The support provided by the NEA is helping to fund and increase accessibility to the arts for people with disabilities. Here to tell us more about the initiative is Ann Mulgrave, Manager of Grants and Accessibility for the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. Ann Mulgrave, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by having you tell us who the Increasing Accessibility Initiative is designed to benefit.
It's designed to benefit our disability community here in the Pittsburgh region. And when I say disability community, I mean that writ broad. We talk about people with developmental disabilities, people who use wheelchairs, people with other mobility impairments, people with sensory impairments, people who are blind, deaf, people with hearing loss. So it's designed to welcome that entire community into the arts as artists, patrons, volunteers, and employees. The goal of the whole initiative is to welcome people with disabilities into the arts in an effort to create full social inclusion of people with disabilities.
This is the second year that the Arts Council has received this grant. What improvements have been made?
Wow, a lot. For example, in the past year, the initiative started about in January of 2011, and since that time, we have had an autism-friendly performance of The Lion King, the very first professional autism-friendly performance of a professional ballet company, the Nutcracker, and then the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater did that this year, and they also did another one for Beauty and the Beast. And these are performances that have been specifically adapted to allow families with people with autism spectrum disorders to come and feel welcome. Our symphony in June put on the first full symphonic sensory-friendly performance to welcome people with autism spectrum disorders. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust has installed in the Benedum Theater a audio description booth so that when people who are blind can come, they can get headsets, and they will have someone describe all the action on stage for just about every one of the PNC Broadway performances. So basically, all these cultural activities have been opened up to people who didn't have access to them before.
Is access to the arts about social justice, in your opinion, particularly the focus on the arts, which in many aspects of our society are being dismissed? And I say that because you're seeing less emphasis placed on the arts, less funding in many circles for the arts. So someone might look at this and say, well, why the arts? Why is that so important?
Because inclusion of the arts is essential because the arts are where people go for fun and to socialize. The NEA released a report on what motivates people to go to the arts and what barriers exist. 76% of people in their arts participation survey said they go to the arts to socialize. Now, people with disabilities, studies have shown, they socialize with friends and family on average 20 to 30% less often than people without disabilities, simply because they can't get to those places. And the whole goal of this initiative is, I like to say, you know, if you're going someplace to have fun and people with disabilities are there, first you notice, first you wonder, and then after a while you notice, you stop noticing, and then all of a sudden when they're not there, you notice they're gone. I think the arts are a focal point for changing the way society looks at things. If we focus on artists with disabilities and we showcase their perspective, then people get challenged their own views on disability. And if they're there when you're having fun, more power to it.
So it's about accessibility.
It's about social inclusion. It's about making sure that people with disabilities are everywhere that that people without disabilities are.
And how excited are you about the possibilities that this creates?
Oh, it keeps me moving every day. I love it. I love every minute of it. The thing about the arts is that artists, arts managers, they're creative problem solvers. And you show them a barrier they don't see where they didn't know existed, they'll find a way to take it down. And I never hear, oh, we can't do that. I only hear, sure, let's try this, or oh, let's try that. And they're not afraid to fail. They'll try anything.
Ann Mulgrave is Manager of Grants and Accessibility for the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, here joining us to talk about the NEA Arts Works Grant that they have received. Congratulations on that. And Ann, thank you for coming in and sharing your information with us.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of today's show or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying so long for now.